Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Yvette Simmons with the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry Blog Talk. We thank God for being here another day. Give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, my apostle, Dr. Mary Ogburn, my co-pastor, Pastor Mary Williams. Amen. To all the ministers, saints, and friends of Sunshine of Faith and those that are outside of Sunshine of Faith, to everyone listening today, we just thank God for having the opportunity to be back on the Blog Talk to give a word from the Lord. Amen. So before we get started, I'm just going to go ahead and pray, and we're going to give out some announcements for you to hear. Maybe we'll see you at one of those services. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've allowed us to come on Blog Talk. We thank you for the host of Blog Talk letting us be able to come on and give your word, Lord God. We thank you for everyone listening today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word as a lamp to our feet and light into our path. And we ask you, Lord God, that you open up our ears to hear, our mouths, our hearts to receive, and our minds to understand what you're telling us, Lord God. Let me decrease and you increase in me, that your word may benefit someone. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for just another day that we have been allotted to be here. We're here is because we have more work to do. We have not finished. Amen. That the Lord has for us. And we're going to just go ahead and give our announcements. And like I said, hopefully we'll be able to see and hear from some of you all on some of these services we have. Amen. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., join us on our Facebook Live service with our Apostle Dr. Mary Ogburn at 11 a.m. on her page, Mary F. Ogburn, or on the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry Facebook page. Amen. Every Sunday is our in-person worship service at 1:30 p.m. at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Every Monday through Saturday at 5:30 p.m., join us right here on Blog Talk Radio. The calling number is 563-999-3511. Share the number with a friend, family, or foe. Amen. Everyone needs the word of God. Everyone can benefit. Amen. Monday at 7 p.m. is the Miracle Prayer Line on our prayer line, 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 26694. Amen. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. is our Victory in Jesus prayer line with our co-pastor, Mary Williams, on the same number, 267-807-9611. And the PIN number is 264694. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. is the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Bible Study, taught by our co-pastor again, Pastor Mary Williams. The number is 267-807-9611, and the PIN number is 264694. Every Friday at 7 p.m. is the Change Prayer Line at the same number, 267-807-9611, and the PIN number is 264694. So we have four services online that you can tap into to hear the word of the Lord or to get a prayer through. The Lord said we're two or three gathering in his name, he's in the midst. Amen. So it's good to join with others in prayer. Amen. Every first Saturday of the month at 3:30 p.m., join our apostle on 1400 AM radio, where she brings forth the word of God. Amen. We just thank God for our apostle. She's steady, doing a work for the Lord, been in the ministry for over 40 years, I believe she said. Amen. And she's been holding on strong even through trials and tribulations. She is a go-getter and not a quitter. Amen. So we thank God for our apostle who tells us the truth, who loves us through all of our faults and our failures. Amen. And continues to encourage us to move forward in the Lord and to do it so in excellence and in thoughtfulness of righteousness, because the Lord said we need to be righteous. Be ye holy as he is holy. Amen. And we know that times have been tough and people have left our lives, and not by choice and some by choice. And sometimes God have to move people out of our lives to keep from having us to be blocked. Sometimes people can block our progress. Amen. And God knows every plan he has for us. He says that he has plans for good and not of evil. Even when it seems like it's not good to us, God has an end in mind, and it's a good end in mind for us, just like he did for Joseph. Amen. For some of you feel like that, you know, you're not getting anywhere and people are turning against you, and you may be the black sheep of the family, or people in the church don't like you. You don't need to worry about that, because God has it all in control. He knows the plan he has for you. Amen. And Joseph, the Bible story of Joseph in the book of Genesis, is one of the stories of redemption and forgiveness. Just like Jesus, he redeemed us and allowed us to be forgiven of our sins. And I was thinking about Joseph as I was driving down the street. I said, and sometimes we get upset with our family members and we don't want to be bothered with them. But, you know, God said that if he can do it for us, forgive us, and Joseph can do it, even when Joseph's brothers, they took him and threw him down into a pit and left him for dead, and God raised him up. Joseph went through a whole lot of stuff because his father had favor with him. He loved him so much, he gave him a coat of many colors. And Joseph had a dream. He had a dream that, you know, that he was going to be over his family, and how they were bowing down to him. And he couldn't understand. He really, you know, he just went by what the Lord showed him, and he told his family members, and they got upset about it. So we got to be careful what we share with people, because people will plot against us to keep us from meeting our destiny, or trying to, they can't really stop us, as we can see in the story of Joseph. They can delay it, but they can't stop us. Amen. But, you know, it was funny how Joseph, you know, when he got up there, he went and helped his brothers. He just went and helped his family and forgave them for everything they've done. How many of us can forgive our friends and our family, those who despitefully use us or want to see us not succeed? How many of us can do that? See, our character should be like Joseph's character. Joseph's character was that of Jesus' character and God's character. They forgave us, and we shall be forgiving of others, because guess what? None of us are without fault. Amen. So the story of Joseph is when Joseph reported the dream to his brothers, and even about the stars and the moon bowing before him. Their jealousy of Joseph grew into some serious. The brothers sold him to slavery, to a traveling caravan from of the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt and sold him to Potiphar, the captain of Pharaoh's guard. And in Egypt, the Lord's presence with Joseph enabled him to find favor with Potiphar. and the keeper of the prison. You know, Joseph was falsely accused of trying to sleep with Potiphar's wife, and he was put into prison. He was falsely accused, but it came back around that he had to help, you know, the Pharaoh. So God, with God's help, Joseph interprets the dreams of the two prisoners and predicting the one of them, which will be reinstated, but the other put to death. Joseph then interprets the dream of Pharaoh, which anticipates or tells about the 7 years of plenty followed by the 7 years of famine that they were going to have. And Pharaoh recognized that Joseph's God-given ability and prompts his promotion to the chief administrator of Egypt. See, the Bible tells us your gifts will make room for you. All you have to do is stay in good character with the Lord. You have to stay holy and righteous before him and faithful to him. Even in the trials and the tribulations, even when people come up against you, you have to stay holy. And see, in Egypt, they had a shortage of food. The shortage of food was in Canaan. And the shortage of food in Canaan forced Jacob to go and send his sons to buy grain from Egyptians. And Benjamin, Joseph's younger brother, stayed home with Jacob, feared of losing him as he did Joseph. When Joseph finally came across his brothers again, he deliberately conceals his identity. He deliberately, you know, hides. He accuses them of being spies and tells them to return to Benjamin or he will not sell them any grain. The ongoing famine forces Jacob to reluctantly send his sons back to Egypt with Benjamin. They are unexpectedly invited to dine at Joseph's house. Joseph then tests the character of his brothers by placing a silver cup in a sack of Benjamin and falsely accusing him of death. When Judah offers to stay in place of Benjamin, Joseph knows that his character has changed and reveals that he is their brother. So he was testing them, seeing if they really had made changes. Sometimes you have to give people a try to see if they change. And sometimes it takes time for people to change. We can't expect people to be in Christ as we are. If we've been in Christ for 40 years and someone else comes into Christ maybe a year, have been in Christ for a year, we can't expect them to be like us. We got to give them some grace. So we know that Joseph, you know, he forgave him. He brought him in and, you know, fed them. And they lived in Goshen for 5 more years of the famine. Joseph supplied them with Egyptian transport, wagons, new garments, you know, silver and carrying provisions for their journey. Jacob was joyously reunited with his son Joseph. See, Joseph thought he was dead. Because when they threw him in the pit and they tore his garments, Joseph thought he was dead. And they let him think that, his brothers let him think that Joseph was dead because they were so jealous of him. And sometimes people may do things like that. But you know what? Stay faithful to the Lord. The Lord will raise you up. He'll take you through your trials and tribulations. Sometimes our trials and our tribulations come to make us stronger. It comes to make us stronger and build character in us. If Jesus can deal with people striking him, spitting on him, and doing all sorts of things to him and killing him, and tell his Father, forgive them for they know not what they do, we can't even do that. Because we haven't gone through half of what Jesus has gone through. Yeah, we have trials and tribulations. And Joseph was an example of following after the character of Christ. We have to be followers after the character of Christ and show love to people, even in their mistreating us. We may have to give them time to grow. We may have to take some space apart, but know that in due season, you will reap the harvest. And whatever we put out there, that's what we get back. So you want to put out good so you can get back good. And it may not seem like the good is going to come to you right away, but it's going to come back to you. Even Job, when he was sick, he went through all of that. But never once did he deny God. And guess what? He lost his family. He lost his cattle. He lost everything. He was one of the richest men on earth. He lost everything, but God gave it back to him double for his trouble. He gave him double for his trouble. Yeah, you may seem like the outcast in your family. You may seem like the outcast in the school. You may seem like the outcast in the church because people are human. But know that God has a time, a season, and a purpose for you being here. And his purpose is for good and not of evil, and not for evil. Amen. So you keep your head up even in your trials and your tribulations. You may seem like you may be by yourself, but you're never alone because Jesus is always there with you. Jesus was with Joseph the whole entire time throughout his whole trial and testing, his brothers going against him, and being sold into slavery. Jesus was with them. The thing that looks bad to us, God can turn it around for our good. And he made Joseph second in command to him. He was Potiphar's right-hand man. He was Potiphar's right-hand man. And we have to know that. You know what? I'm going through this right now, but God has a greater purpose for me. He has a greater purpose for me in everything that I'm going through. For the Bible tells us in Romans 8:18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. God has a purpose for us. The life of Joseph gives us testimony of the sovereignty and grace of God for those who live faithfully and righteously. Despite being, you know, like I said, sold into slavery by his brother Joseph, still remained faithful and trusted God to deliver him. And it also shows how God's plan may not be obvious to us in our limited perspective in things, but indeed all things work together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. Let us be inspired by the story of Joseph and have faith through our trials, knowing that God will deliver us in the glory of his justice, for his glory. And Romans 8:28 tells us, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Not our purpose, but God's purpose. And when we do the right thing, God will always reward us. We may have to struggle through some things, but in the end, know that, you know what, this is just a test. This is only a test. You know how the American broadcast system, they do that test on the thing. You hear that sound and say, this is only a test. This is the test of the American broadcast system. This is the test of the Lord for my character building. And when the Lord sees that we have grown and we have become continuously stay faithful and righteous, even when we feel like, you know, some people say, I want to give them a piece of my mind. We don't be giving peace of our mind. We got to know how to endure hardship. I remember one time, I was driving a little fast. It was my fault, first of all. And another car was turning into the parking lot that I was coming out of. And the lady cursed me out. And I thought I was going to give her a piece of my mind. And I went to open up my mouth, and the Lord wouldn't let me say nothing but, oh, I apologize. God bless you. I'm so sorry. And I said, that's a God, that's not what I wanted to say. He said, that's not what you're supposed to say. It was not what you were supposed, what you were going to say was not what you're supposed to say. So I made sure you said what you're supposed to say. So we got to thank God that he chastised those whom he loves. He leads us and guides us in the path of righteousness for his namesake, as he says in Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You hear that? I'm pretty sure, you know, just as though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He didn't fear anything because he knew God was with him. Amen. Know that God is with you in all your trials and your tribulations. And know that you can't put your salvation on the shelf because people are treating you wrong. He said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Amen. So we thank God for his word that leads us and guides us into all truth, into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. Amen. So we thank God for you all tuning in today. Amen. Hope you got something out of the word. Let's continue to keep the faith in our trials and our tribulations in these hard times, knowing that God has everything in control for those who, you know, love him and are living righteously. He's going to take care of us if we keep doing what we need to do for him. Amen. So God bless you. And as our apostle says, when she gets off the line, I love you and I'll see you when I see you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.